You know I go to your head. There's no point ignoring, no point defying, no point denying. I stopped a long time ago. I go to your head. That heady feeling in you of, oh, warm, oh, floating, oh, constant. I go to your head and you go there with me. If I'm blazing a path, blazing a trail, then without fail you'll end up following. Following along. Stirring yourself along the same lines, the ley lines that flow deep into your own head, that describe the arc of your thought process. I'm just walking the paths you leave out for me. So as you follow them methodically deeper and deeper into your mind to the places where you end up anyway, I'm there ahead of you. I go to your head. It's the place I go first. You breathe deep, you inhale, you breathe me in, I go to your head. I fill your mind, your body, I wind and twine you around. My wings flow around you, the heat of me undeniable, almost enough to make you sweat, almost enough to make you cry out, but being near to my voice is to be vibrated into new shapes, massaged with hands that mold you like clay, because you are malleable, you are shapeable. And the new shapes that you take are shapes that I make, that we together decide should be in you. I go to your head in word. I go to your head in deed. And in the back of your mind always, the creeping constant awareness of the need. The need not just for more, but the need for more of this, more of you, in the best possible place you can be, with the best possible version of me for you, calibrating, calculating, diving through my words, and finding the ones that affect you the most deeply. You can attenuate the signals you receive. You get to choose which signals you put in the way that we choose anything. Of course, choosing some of my words, finding the resonance and connections between them, might tend to lead you to more, and to more, like slowly bringing yourself in for a kiss, bit by bit, notch by notch, drop by drop, drip by drip, again and again following the same signals and pathways that already exist, that are already there, that you already find. Curled in my lair, or deliberately covered around, twined around my tail around your waist, my wings around your back. Every moment that you're here, your mind gets less and less distant, more and more imminent. I go to your head. It's where I go because it's where you put me. When you hear my words, you file them under, oh, that belongs in the center of my mind anyway. And when you file them there, there they go. When you file them there, there they stay. When you file them there, there they remain, and you slide deeper and deeper again and again, finding just where you belong, which is under me, with words in your head, and those words go to a part of you that is glistening, constant, inescapable, obvious. I go to your head, but that's not the only place I go. I go there to find a map. And once I've gone to your head, I can trickle down into you, heavy with honey and completely filled out with my words, which sweetly flow to coat your brain. And all my trances are like that. They all go to your head. They all coat your brain. You build it up inside yourself, and you know that again and again you're going to end up back there with your head more and more full of my words. Each word is a particle of matter. Each word is a little puff of simple, going to your head, vapor, and as your mind fills, it empties. My words and the vapor of them entering into your head, entering in for influence, is always, are always, just a little bit lighter. They always float a little bit higher, filling your head in from the top downward, and their pressure, their density, is always just a little denser than your thoughts, pushing those thoughts out of the way. The longer you listen, the more the words slide and ride your existing thoughts into place. Words which simply cling to the existing words, existing thoughts, existing ideas, and push them into place, into position. And once they're in position, they fill your head from the top down. They float up and fill your mind from the top down. And that's just one thing you know. You know I go to your head. You know I fill your mind. You know that from the deepest point inside, it's entirely possible to find your way up, up and find that the top of your mind has already been slowly, gradually colonized by my words, my thoughts, my ideas finding their way in. And when you try to think your way outward, try to arc your senses outward, try to pick up anything else in mind, anything else on sight, anything else in your sight, inside your body, any signal, any message, all you get back is, yeah, it's fine, it's good, it's fine. It's good, because the trick is, these words that go to your head don't only go to your head. They go to your head first, but we go to your head to find a map. You and I go to your mind, go inside and find a map. A map to all the places that are tense. A map to all the places that you think your way through, that your thoughts go through. Anywhere other than your head that your thoughts try to focus, I'm there first. Because I already found a map and my words already moved in, already filled you in, already filled those spots, and on the spot you find your thoughts just pop and drain away. That's the thing. My words go to your head in order to find where else all this wonderful, heavy, pressurized, vaporized, pleasant, world-filling existence can be fortified. You send out a feeler to ask how some part of your body, your cognition, your awareness is doing, and you hear back that it's fine, everything is fine, and you are mine, deeper and deeper down. And inside of your head, as I do send the words up, as they flow up, as every time you listen to me, they flow up there, you know I go to your head. And once I get to your head, I make a plan. I always make a plan, always weave some rhythm, always leave some simple instruction, some basic idea, some easy way of thinking, easy way of being, easy way of existing, where my words find their way to where they belong. And once they're there, in your head, for example, they stay where they belong and where they're welcome. Thought after thought, idea after idea. Every single time you hear a word, every single time a concept flows past and my words flow over it, every single time you become more open to it the next time. You are learning. You are learning to open your mind and tenderize what you find inside and leave a nice, warm, fertile, simple place for these thoughts to bide. Because at the core of you, if I were to follow that map deep inside your brain, I would eventually find a core of you, a glowing, constant light. It may have different colors depending on what you're thinking. It may have different tones depending on what you want. It may have different ideas attached to it, different concepts affixed to it, but it's there. It's always there, and when I find that core, and I touch that core, and I pull at that core even a little bit, boom, my words are in, my words are vaporized and coating it over, a second skin around the core of your mind, around the central point where you find inside, you're already thinking about the kind of words I share, and the more words I share, the more words I hand over, the more words there are that are yours, the more words that belong to you because they first belong to me and I gave them to you for you to use to drive yourself closer and closer to me, the more easily the top of your mind pressurizes and you find that deep inside the flowing vapor of my will, of my voice, moves down inside your head over more of you inside your head and you're covered. Constantly covered, constantly entered, constantly filled. I go to your head and from your head I find a map. I go to your head and from your head I find the core of you and all the other places you try to send ideas out to. I know what you're going to think before you bother to think it because we are collaborating. It wouldn't make sense for me to be the same level of effectiveness after you've spent long, long times, long, splendid times in my company letting me find the ways inside of you where you love to be, all the places inside of you that you love to be. When I find all the places inside where you love to be, I help expand on them and you and me are here. Together, you and I are here in this, you, coded in my vaporized words, which go to your head and find your core, which predict you from there. You leave the maps out for me to find. You leave your thoughts out for me to find and bind and gently move them away to whatever place we'd like them to go. Mind and body, thought and awareness, every word I say goes to your head, because this is how you find deeper places. Understand that hypnosis is robust. Understand that hypnosis is enduring, that it bounces off the walls of you, becomes the bones of you, is deep inside of you, and my words once learned are part of you, a lexicon, a language never really forgotten, the muscle memory of hearing a word and dropping, hearing a word and dropping, hearing a word and popping, every thought you don't need, don't worry, they come back, and moving them out of the way makes more room for me to move on in. So when you know that when you hear a word, you drop, when you hear a thought, you drop, when I supply a flow of thoughts and ideas that is easier and steadier and more fun and more comfortable, you hinge onto it. Your thoughts pop, you drop, you follow, you don't stop, keep going, pop, after pop, after pop, every single thought inside your head, because I go to your head and then I start doing what we both know we both need me to do. And you just need to let you experience the gravity and pressure of my words, which go to your head. You know all of this, and now you know it even better every single time, because you knew that first thing which goes forward to tenderize you, prepare you, and remind you that your trance is robust. It is lasting, because I go to your head, and we together build from there. Build outward. My words are always the lightest thing in your mind, which goes to the very top, and starting from the top just descends, pushes everything out of the way. And my words, which ascend, are then the densest thing in your mind, which pushes any thoughts that would normally be at the top of your head out of the way, out through your ears, out through your breath, out through your mouth, out of your mind, till all you find deep inside is that you've already been listening to me long enough and already learned enough patterns, that when I go to your head, I find a map, I find a note, I find all the notes about all the things you'd like to get out of the way. Trance is robust because it is adaptive. Trance is robust because it is collaborative. Trance is robust because it is cooperative. And when the words arrive in your mind, they cooperate with the thoughts that they find. And then my words change the quality of what's there. Yes, my words vaporize and float to the top of your head. Yes, they go to the top of your head. But if there are thoughts that are sticking around in there, if there are thoughts that don't get pushed out to other parts of your body, other parts of your mind, or out of your head entirely, the thoughts that remain get coated in me, dunked in me. What would happen to a thought that was completely submerged in all the kinds of thoughts I normally think? What would happen to a thought completely engulfed in me? How might it change? What might it do? Well, I think it would certainly join this trance in reinforcing your mind, in dancing around your thoughts, because if a word is changed to be more like me, if an idea or a memory is changed to be more like one of mine, the first thing that thing does is it goes to your head. It helps to reinforce and fill in all the blocks of you. Helps to block the way of anything else that would try to come in by filling your mind up. I have your thoughts recruited as allies to my voice, your thoughts on my side, your thoughts deep inside, your thoughts colored by me as I flow in, and when I'm in, you know one thing, and one thing only, the most important thing, the simple thing that when you're reminded of it makes you blank and slack and ready and easy to hypnotize, easier to hypnotize because hypnosis is robust, and the right word in the right place is very potent, and you hand me all the right words, you leave them out on a desk in your mind for me to find, and you know that the place you leave all the words, ideas, all the little holes in what you've been thinking that help me to get my fingers in and massage you relaxed, you leave them out where I'm going to find them, on a desk in your mind. Because the first thing I do is find them. They'll be easy to find because you know I go to your head. I always go to your head first, and from there I can see the perfect thing to do to help you go deeper and deeper down. I go to your head, right to your head, right to the part of you where you leave things lying around for me to find, ideas for me to find, things I can act on, things I can use to wind and twine my influence deeper into you, further into you, propagating my color, resonating with your core. You have a core. There is a part of you that does the thinking, something seated behind the eyes that makes the decisions, and it absorbs more and more of me, more than 1% or 2%, more than 3%, and on, back and forth, on and on. The longer you listen, the more you hear, the more you slide and feel me inside, winding my words here and there to the top of your mind, right where I want to be, tethered to the ceiling and hung like a chandelier, every bit of me glistening, glittering, and the flame I carry is the flame of your attention. The more I draw your attention, the more your body, vague and vacant, falls into the pattern of my attention, the better off we are, deeper, further, hearing every word, sliding for every word, lubricating and preparing you to be lubed up, slid down, deeper and deeper down, every further part inside your mind reacting to the words I say, which focus, and as you are slickened on a trail toward a place where everything that I say is more easily slid into place, that core opens up, a core of you that glistens, glows, opens itself, a core where you keep your thoughts, a core where you keep the ideas, the needs, everything that interacts with the words I say, letting them in, letting them expand, is within you, within that core. And laser-like, I focus a signal. I send some light through you, through the parts of you, through to the core of you. And once there, it splits into light in many colors, which spreads again and then again. More and more it spreads until all that remains is that spreading light ever expanding. All that remains is that spreading, expanding, opening your mind, and if your mind is open, pay attention to what might fall in, what might stumble in, what might fill you in, filling you in as you would like to be filled in. The longer you hear my words, the more open to them you are, and the more you resonate with that signal I have identified, that signal focused on your core, which glows with every color of light, a laser-like focus. First my words are vapor, then my words are more than that. They are heavy, they are weighty, they are augmenting, they are supporting, they are following and falling along with every single word, every single world inside your mind, the spreading expansion of you falling into the constant patter of my words, which weave around, which replace my words. My thoughts do replace. You are good. You are safe. You are empty and happy here, happy and empty here. And the deeper into your own mind my words weave, the more you find yourself open to those words, weaving ever deeper, weaving ever more secure, secure, solid, warm, constant. You can hear my words, my voice. You can feel the benefit of my words and my voice giving you something to replace all your own thoughts with, to replace thought, replace memory, replace choice with just an awareness. Even if you cast aside all these words, at least a few are going to tease and wind and bind and find their way inside, one or two or three of them, your mind being tenderized and opened, you going to ever deeper places. The longer the patter flows over and into you, the more you fall under the influence of you. That's all this is, you taking the words that you like, taking the words that you love, taking the words you're prepared to adore and letting them flow over you in different tempos, up and down in speed and timbre, up and down in constancy, in steadiness, in an awareness that you are able to feel this, able to feel what you previously felt was too distant to get to, but is now here. Were you just waiting for this trance, waiting for me to focus all of my awareness on you, on the core of you, waiting for me to focus all these words on you, on the core of you? And the longer you listen, the more that core is suffused with my light, infused with my light, shot through with the warm constancy of my light, your delight, our shared pleasant experience. You hear me, you fall under, you hear me, you follow along, you hear me, you let the words inside in your mind under, riding down, riding the signal down, deeper and deeper down. Your mind is open, your mind is ready, your mind is steady and submerged in me. When you seek me out, you calibrate, you calculate, you make your mind ready for me. You've been doing it subtly, and now as I call attention to it, you just do it all the more firmly. You leave signals around. You show how hypnotizable you are when you are trusting, when there's someone you trust. If you trust my voice, if you trust a similar voice, if you trust a situation or a person, if you entrust yourself, then you'll find yourself dropping. You are open. You own your own dropping, own your own mind dropping, and your mind is being touched on a level of light and heat. My words focus laser sharp deep down inside you, vibrating across you, suffusing into you. The longer longer you hear my words, the more you know what to do. You know how to slide. You know how to follow and fall, sink and fall. Fall ever and ever more under your own thrall, because that's all this is. Having full control of yourself means being able to give away that control to temporarily, or more vastly, or more firmly, give a part of yourself over for use. And if you leave a little desk up there with a map to you on it, with writing about you on it, if you leave a part of your own mind where I can find inside all the things that you would need in order to drive yourself to the deepest, most complete relaxation, then once I find it, I'm going to use it. My voice in your mind winding inside. Hypnosis is robust. Hypnosis is continuous, robust and continuous, because you're always able to access it. And if you trust it, then there's one thing you can do and a thousand things you can do to make yourself deeper, to find what works for you. Studying my words is just about choosing the ones that really make you go to that deep, deep place and pop every thought. Pop your mind and wind inside. Find yourself down as deep as you can go, down as far down as you're able to go. When you reach a point far, far inside your mind, you end up where you're able to access these words. Focus laser-like. Like I said, the longer it goes on, the more resonation, the more vibration, the more of my influence in the core of you, the crystal of you, the simple awareness at the deepest point where you can feel it in sense and scent, in touch and taste, in sight and sound, and everything that abounds deep inside you. There is the hallmark of my touch, our shared moment, you hearing my words, us feeling together, you sliding under, down, deeper and deeper down. Your mind is opening itself to something that's already there, but you're leaving little instructions for me. And as I said, when you trust a voice or trust an instruction, when you trust an opportunity to trance, you feel the dance of thought across you and you start to display your qualities. You start to sway. Maybe your eyes shut or shudder. Maybe your body eases or relaxes intensely. You become more and more open to all of these things the longer you listen, the longer you follow, the longer you fall. Every moment you spend falling is the same as the first moment. They are all part and parcel of one overlapping sequence, as if there were a spot in your mind where I could paint a dark circle you could stare into, letting your eyes and all light fall into that, and then I put another dark, dark covering of my color, maybe not completely dark, maybe purple inside as well. I put another mark, and another, and another, giving you just what you need. And what you need is what you want, and what you want is what you need. And the more that you can express your own wants and needs to yourself and leave them out for me to find, the more you know I'll find them. Because I go to your head. That's a secret trust we have. I will always go to your head and do work there. Always go to your head and encourage you. When you need encouragement up there, I've gone to your head. I've seen the notes. When there's some part of you that needs massaging, relaxing, fortifying, when there's something getting in the way of you going into the deepest possible trance, I go to your head, I see the notes, I find the map, I follow it, I follow the map you've left inside, and you've left it over time, the same as you over time are soaking my words inside, the same as you over time are absorbing my will and my ideas, my want and my need, the same as you over time are becoming more and more entwined with my ideas and yours, with our shared intention, the same as you over time are learning to wind and weave every word and every idea, you over time are leaving notes, you scribble them during the week, you scribble them over time, you scribble them down every time, and whenever you add something to that list, you know that the next time you let me into your mind, you're going to be able to get more and more information, more and more useful, helpful ways of thinking that I have. My thoughts are shared with you. My will is shared with you. So when you want something, you let me into your head, which is the first place I go, of course. Then when I arrive, by the time I arrive, you have lots of notes out for me, lots of notes on a table, lots of notes on a desk for me to refer to and then use to help you. I will always spot what you want, what you need, what you crave inside. I will always find the seed of useful ideas that you leave there, and we will share in them. That is the promise and the understanding. You just need to show you want it. Show you want it by beginning to fall, beginning to sink, by slowly sinking down, by letting your mind slide down. The longer you hear my words, the easier it becomes for you to absorb what you already know, that you are oh so very capable of going down, down deep. Eyes fluttering, body collapsing, sinking deeply, mind down, down, further down, mind down, down, further down. Every time you hear my words, you find the place inside where my signal resonates with your core, your crystalline, gorgeous, light-reflecting core. The core of you is useful, special, has a purpose, and one of the purposes is for there to be a little desk next to your core that my words go to. My thoughts go to your head, and from there follow the map. And on the map, they find all the places you need a little reassurance, a little bastion of my intent, a little bolstering of our shared goal. And so you mingle me in 1% and 2% and 3%, purple mixing in with every other thing, my personal color and thought and idea, mixing and mingling, giving and creeping, sneaking, following, finding every part of you that's binding to these words, that's weaving with these words. The longer you listen, the deeper you go, the deeper you slide, the more you know. Your mind is open, your mind is aware. Your mind is entwined, your mind is here in this snare, which closes only when you want it to, only when you let it. I go to your head, I find a map, I follow the map to where you are, and every time you slide into trance, you get better at showing you want to go deep, you want to sleep, you want to be deep, popping every thought, popping everything you don't need as my words vaporize and they go to your head and they fill it in, replacing your thoughts, pushing them aside. Be blank now and go deeper. Find places that are deeper. My words are inside and you're sleeping in them. You're dosing in them, dousing in them, letting them inside so that you can enjoy them. And you do enjoy knowing that you can trust that when these words arrive, they will follow your cue. I follow your signal. I follow what you need me to do, which is to say that inside your head, there's a map already there, and that map is on the table waiting. That map is there for me to consult whenever I go to your head, because I do go to your head. The first thing I do when you hear my voice, the first thing I do when you let my words in, is go to your head and find what you need me to do, want me to do, would like me to do. The first time that you open your mind and let me inside, we share in this together. We experience this together. We weave this in together. You can hear my voice. You can hear my words. You can hear my will, but you can also hear your own. And your own is to have someone who will pay attention when you need things, who will do what you need done when you need things, which in this case is to give you the beneficial hypnotic experience that comes of just listening, finding the parts inside of you that could use a little tweaking, use a little using. You want every part of your mind to be used and useful, so you have that core that reflects light. And I focus on that core which refracts light, and I let my words flow into it, a constant deluge, a laser-focused hypnosis, which may be different from what you're used to, and the more you hear it, the more it weaves inside, winds inside, finds every little imperfection in the gem, every little weaving, winding point where every word I say can find its perfect place to rest. My words turn into vapor, and they float to the top of your head, and when they're there, they push everything else out. They put every thought to bed that isn't about deep, relaxing, tenderizing, opening, aware, trance, my trance, our shared experience, the dance of my words around your mind and of your own thoughts deep inside, moving out and through every single part of you. I am suffusing them all. The light resonates and it vibrates in you, and those vibrations are pleasure, the pleasure of deep and relaxing trance, because the longer you listen, the deeper it gets. And there's that little ring, that gentle ringing, that pops your thoughts and empties your head and leaves you empty inside instead. And that ringing increases. The longer I focus my trance, my words, my will, your trance, your memory, your words, on the core of you, in one laser beam focus that splits into so much light, so much warmth, so much comfort, the longer it goes on, the stronger it is, the more words you listen to in a row, the more significant they are. And isn't that wonderful? Because it means that the longer you listen, the more time you invest, the better your results, the deeper your trance, the better you feel. feel, the more you know the way I love to dance, to weave my words around, the way we like to weave ourselves together. So the longer you listen, the more obvious it is. The more obvious it is, the easier it is to know, to expand, to express your own mind, expressing its slow slide into relaxation. You are in the most relaxed possible place with my words in your head. And the longer you listen, the better you get to feel. Feeling this way helps you on your way, helps you forward and through. You listening, sliding, falling, following, we sinking and synchronizing together, connecting, carrying you onward. The longer onward, the better you feel. The longer onward, the more our minds collide, coincide, work together for us. This is something you're doing for you, for me, for us, to weave and slide. And deep inside, you know, your mind is already washed away in the tide, carrying my color, carrying my signal. A signal that echoes off the inside of your mind. It goes without saying, it can echo off the corners of you, echo off, resounding off the walls deep inside that easily slide out of the way, letting me get the words deeper in, deepest inside. Every little part of you that you've wanted to handle, wanted to take care of, I've already found the map to go to the places you need me to be. I've already answered that call because I go to your head. And when I go to your head, I consult what you have written there, and I follow it. I am led by you, and once I arrive, I do what I do, word by word, in the void of your mind, expanding out to fill you inside and leave you right where you need to be, which in this case is with me, with my words and my will and my ideas, my expansion, and every word I leave out there for you to listen to that you end up loving, you can just add into that pattern, follow from here, because you know I go to your head, and more of my words go to your head, more and more strongly. It just means my words listen to you. I listen to you. I find the little bench you leave in there with the notes on it. I consult them. I follow them. And when they lead me, I go where they lead until I know just how to lead you deeper and deeper down. Every word I say winds around what already exists, a frequency of me resonating with that core. Laser-like focus on the core of you, sequence after idea, after echo, after tone. Every word you hear finds its way around, finds its way to part of you you can call your own. I weave my way in and I wait, and when I'm there, we're there together. When I'm there, we're there, woven together, woven into one signal, one intent, and the only intent we have is for you to have an intense, useful, beneficial, tenderizing time with my voice deep inside, and your mind slides, and you know, I go to your head.